Hey, we had him on the show last week, and it's our last chance to win tickets to see Kevin Hart, the Irresponsible Tour, February 2nd, Target Center. For all event details, head to KFAN.com, keyword events. Caller number 11 right now, 651-989-5326, 800-320-5326.
Good morning, everybody. 738. Thanks for tuning in. Power Trip Morning Show. Super Bowl week has arrived. One game away from this being the greatest week of all time.
Almost got there.
Yep. But alas, we shall watch New England.
It could still be the greatest week of your life.
Yeah, sure. Could
win the lottery.
Yeah, it's true.
You could have a three-way with Kate Upton and Kerry Russell. Like, a lot of things could go your way.
Interesting.
Not related to the Vikings at all.
Yeah.
You never know.
We could have huge superstar guests on the Power Trip Morning Show. It is Super Bowl week, and
good for us.
Man, it's great for us because people are in town that you normally wouldn't get. And ladies and gentlemen, Tracy Morgan is on the Power Trip Morning Show.
What's happening, white people?
Tracy Morgan, Ben Lieber, Tracy Morgan.
You know, Tracy is I'm still here.
Tom, I'm sorry, I didn't even mention it up here. I apologize.
Well, we talked to you last segment.
I know, but can I just mention something real quick? I'm actually trying to get some funding for a movie. I'm trying to get a Kickstarter thing going. I don't know if you guys know, I was in a movie called The Stupids.
I remember that. We talked about that last
I remember it.
Yeah. I'm getting a Kickstarter movie, for a movie that I put together called The Stupids in 3D. It's The Stupids. Okay. And it's in 3D.
Great concept.
Really cool. But yeah, if you want to get to the Kickstarter. But yeah, I'm here with Tracy, and we are. Tracy's a little sad
because
he wanted the Vikings to be in the Super Bowl.
Because he likes Stephon Diggs.
He's my boy. That's my boy. I don't accept the results. Not my Super Bowl.
Why?
Right.
Not my Super Bowl because I want to see the Vikings get in.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. How long have you known Diggs?
I know. He's like my nephew.
He is your nephew, or he's like your nephew?
He's like my nephew. Gotcha. I love him.
Yeah.
We going out partying this weekend. I'm driving around in a handy van all weekend.
Is that right?
Well, Tracy still got some issues with that Walmart crash.
Terrible. Yeah, thank God you're okay, Tracy.
It's okay. I'm going to be in the parking lot of the New Hope Cinema Grill, just handing out Walmart gift cards. Any of you ladies want anything, I'll hook you up.
Really? Huh. Walmart gift cards?
Yeah. You need any floaties? You want Pampers? Whatever you want, baby. Come over to the white handy van in the parking lot of the New Hope Cinema Grill. Come on, sexy. I'll meet you out there.
Do they have to be sexy? I mean, are we...
I've had sex with everything. I'm not concerned.
Everyone or everything?
Everybody needs some love.
Oh. Yeah, that's true.
All ladies need some love.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay. I'm not going to discriminate.
Good.
Oh, that's nice of you, Tracy.
Women need love.
Yeah. Yep, they do.
I'll choke you if you want. I don't care.
All right, this whole conversation is kind of a trigger point for me, but listen. So we're going to New Hope Cinema Grill this weekend, and we're looking for other. Is it okay to talk to your listeners?
Of course.
Well, I mean, they're listening. Sure.
Yeah,
I hope.
Yeah, we're looking for stuff to do besides go to New Hope Cinema Grill. If you want to go see Craig Gass, the info is at cinemagrill.com, and Tracy and I are going to be there. Adam Saylor. Thank you, Adam, for getting us tickets. He's got us great seats for the Super Bowl this weekend.
Great.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. But we're looking for other stuff to do in Minneapolis while we're here this week. So if we can talk to your listeners and find out what else there is.
Well, Ben, you're a man amongst the people. You've been out on the town the last handful of days. Yep. Any advice to either Tom or Tracy about what they should hit up? Maybe something you've done in the last couple of days that you think is fun?
This dude's intimidating.
He's a former NFL player, Tracy.
He looked like
for the Vikings.
Remember when Vin Diesel used to work out? My man got titty. I never click on man titties when I'm looking at porn.
Right.
I look at interracial. I like fun stuff, but I never click on man titties.
That's okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't realize there was a category for man titties.
I don't know if we can say that word, to be completely honest with you.
If you got man titties, stay away from the New Hope Cinema Grill this week.
Vikings
News. Touchdown!
Radco! Thank you, Radco. Well, as you heard, Tracy Morgan very upset that the Vikings aren't in the Super Bowl. So am I. Yep. and Ben Lieber as well.
I'm having a Minnesota Vikings parade in New Hope this weekend.
You're going to throw a parade for us?
I'm going to have a parade. We're going to have a parade this weekend in New Hope. Cinema Grill, baby.
I'm glad to hear. I mean, I don't know.
Who's going
to
be there?
Well, you know, I want to clarify. Tracy's not performing in New Hope. We're just going to go see Craig Gass at the Cinema Grill.
It's right.
Cinemagrill.com. But we're going to the show. We're looking for some other stuff to do, but we're not performing there. And I don't know anything. This is the first I'm hearing about a parade, so.
I'm going to be filming a porno in the parking lot of the New Hope Cinema Grill.
Okay.
And you ladies, you want to go see a comedy show? Buy a ticket. Go inside the New Hope Cinema Grill. You want to be in a movie called Men in Back? Come out to the white handy van in the parking lot.
Men in Back.
Yeah, I'm not endorsing any of this. I'm not. I don't know what the hell's going on. But yes, we're just looking for stuff to do while we're in Minneapolis. I'm getting a little anxious about this conversation.
Yeah. Kyle Rudolph had 7 catches and 70 yards in a worthless football game. Thielen, 3 catches, 25 yards and a touchdown. And Harrison Smith had a 79-yard interception return for a touchdown. Ben, did you watch even 1 second?
No. I watched the highlights, and I was longing for the idea of Drew Brees actually throwing Thielen passes next season.
Don't get us started on that.
So,
getting some drama going, baby.
I will do whatever I can to get Drew here to be our quarterback, if that's the case. But I'll put that at less than 1% that actually happens. Yeah.
Maybe Tracy knows him.
We having a parade in New Hope.
Yep.
All you sexy ladies, come out. This is a great show. I like it.
Yeah,
I like watching you guys work. This is like, it takes real skill to do this.
Oh, yes, it does. Lots and lots of skill.
I only got one skill.
What's that?
Oh, boy.
My one skill?
Uh-oh.
I like to take out a Sharpie. I like to open up the newspaper. I go to the comic section, and I like to draw ding-dongs on people.
Sauce.
That's a Tracy. True story. Yeah. He's always walking around with his Sharpie, and he's always drawing ding-dongs on people.
You know the comic strip Peanuts?
Sure.
Yeah. You know Linus?
Yeah.
Linus got a blanket, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Now that blanket's got a ding-dong on it. You know the comic strip Family Circus?
Yeah, unfortunately, sure. Yeah. Not me, yeah, right.
Yeah, the little ghost, not me.
Yeah.
That's not me, and that's not my ding-dong. Everybody in New Hope gets a ding-dong this weekend.
Oh.
I'm drawing ding-dongs on everybody.
Awesome.
And choking you out.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm in.
Yeah, this conversation is getting weird and weirder, but I'm not sure how to respond to that. But if there's, you know, is there any, like, food stuff going on this week that we should check out? Or?
Oh, there's food stuff everywhere. It's Taste the NFL, right, Ben?
Yeah, AMS Taste the NFL. On
yeah, you're part
night.
Of that, right?
Yeah, that's
is it,
right.
Is it like $2,000 or something like that? Is it, like, really expensive?
No, it's only 700.
Oh, 700. That's not bad. Okay, good.
I don't know if I could spend that. Spending money is kind of a trigger point for me.
Is it?
Yeah. I know this might sound weird.
Some of that Roseanne money, though, you can spend it on.
You know what? Food? Most of that money, believe it or not, went to Coke, and so I don't have a lot of. But spending money excessively like that is a trigger point for me. And if I spend more than $200 on something, and I know this won't make sense to the rest of you, but I'll be freebasing in the parking lot of the Target store in my underwear. And
it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I know. It's just that's me. That's how I react. I kind of go right. down a slippery slope pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So, but. You ever feel like you're just leading the break and that no one else wants to jump in with you?
100%. Yeah. All the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's happening anymore. Caller number 7, call into the show. What's the phone number?
651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326.
Caller number 7, call in. I'm dropping off a baby on your butt.
Wow.
Tracy.
I don't think we've ever given that away on this show.
It's the greatest contest of all time. I'm putting a baby in your butt. Call number 7 right now. Bring your own shoehorn. Call number 7 gets a baby in your butt in the parking lot. New Hope Cinema Grill.
Wow, you're going to be doing some crazy things there.
I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going crazy.
Tracy, big moment for you on SNL this weekend. Will Ferrell hosted. You made about a 3-second cameo.
Yeah.
Do you even remember that?
Of course. I still got my pills that I had that night.
Oh.
What a very strange cameo. Ben, you watched SNL this week, right?
I did most of it.
The Big Brother kind of sketch.
Oh, that's right.
Tracy, yeah. You had
about
a very...
going to the movie
theater? Yeah, you had like a pre-recorded bit for like 3 seconds. I think, Tracy, you had one line. Do you remember what that line was?
Will asked me to be a part of it. I know what my line was supposed to be.
Mm. What was it supposed to be?
Your booty.
Okay,
that was the line. That was.
I don't think that was going
to
fit, though.
No, well, that wouldn't have made sense.
Figuratively and literally into the sketch.
People ask me to come in emergency situations because they know I can handle anything because I've seen it all.
And you're quick.
I've seen everything. Yes. I've seen
such
everything. Growing up, I've seen a homeless lady breastfeed a rat on a streetcar. Yeah, I've seen it all. I've seen a man hit a woman in the head with a Lionel Richie record.
Was it a Lionel Richie record?
It was Lionel Richie.
Oh.
Hello? Is it me you're looking for? Because I wonder where you are.
Wow.
And I wonder what you do. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you so bad, bitch. Pop. I love you.
And then, bam, hit her in the head, huh?
You ever get the feeling that the break is just gone to hell?
Yeah.
It's kind of
Tom, we're almost there. It's like 60 seconds.
That's my song.
Yeah, here it is, Trace.
That's my song. That other music you were playing when we came in, that was like devil music.
Yeah.
White people are into some weird stuff.
I've been alone with you.
Ladies. Turn the lights down.
And in my
can I take my pants off?
Of course you can.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I just want to get comfortable.
Whatever it takes.
Somebody rub my back.
Have Vin Diesel do it.
Out in the parking lot of New Hope Cinema.
Who the hell is Vin Diesel?
His brother.
Is it me you?
Great song.
That's a beautiful song. Why'd you cut it off?
I had to cut it off. We got to go to break, man. I don't know.
All right, ladies, call number 7. Call in and get your butt pregnant.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns right
after this. CinemaGrill.com.
I'm the fan.
This weekend.